every day and every night.
Because Jody's not calling.
All right, let's let the Liberty County School Board Special Meeting Friday, June the 9th, 2023, come to order. We're going to start with a prayer and a pledge, a prayer by Mr. Petty, pledge by Mr. Singletary.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you, God, for this Friday morning. We gather together, take care of some business. Lord, we thank you, God, for the time off in the summer, Lord, to prepare for the new school year. Pray for the safety, Lord, of our students while they're at home vacationing, Lord, playing ball, doing all kinds of activities. Pray, God, you be with them. Lord, we pray, God, for wisdom and discernment, Lord, for the stuff today, the stuff coming up Monday and Tuesday. Pray, God, that you would guide our path and everything that we do. We love you, and we thank you for your mercy and grace in our life every day. Thank you, God, for a new morning. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, moving right along to public comments. We didn't have any. Moving on right along to item number 3, additions, corrections to the agenda. We need a motion to add item 6A, emergency item. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Moore, second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Singletary, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. That's item 4. Need a motion to approve agenda for June the 9th, 2023. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flower, second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Moore?
Jason.
Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item A, item 5, action items. Item A, need a motion to approve recommendation of fuel and gas bid award to Eli Roberts and Son Incorporated for their 23-24 fiscal year. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Moore, second, Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item B, need a motion to approve Liberty County Sheriff's Office contract for service to provide security for children and staff during the normal business hours for 21st Century CCLC at Hosford School, W.R. Toler School, beginning June the 12th through July the 24th, 23. To have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flower, second, Mr. Singletary. Any discussion?
Mr. Chair, I just want to, since Mr. Chad's here, I want to thank the Sheriff's Office. Chad put that together for us. We did it last summer, you know, and I appreciate them being willing to do that this summer. And we got a great partnership with the Sheriff's Office.
Yes, sir. Thank y'all, guys.
Mm-hmm.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item 6, emergency item. Need a motion to approve amendment to the contract for services between the Liberty Arts Council and Liberty County School Board for the timeline to cover June the 12th, 2023 through July the 24th, 2023, a total of 6 weeks. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Singletary, second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item, board members. Item 7, board member, Mr. Flowers.
Going fast this morning.
Miss Jody, God, it's silent. I'm good.
I'm good.
You good? What about you, Mr. Booth?
I just got one quick thing. I talked to Mr. Petty earlier yesterday about it. As we're doing our celebration stuff with our sports and everything else, I think we just need to kind of get together and do a little bit more of everybody. We recognize some people at graduation and all, some other things, but your HOSA and your FFA, you know, our state people. I think if that's it, we need to make sure we don't leave anybody
right
out.
Yeah.
And we might have done that, and then I apologize for that, for us on that. I think we just need to get a little better ahead of things on that, and I'm sure Mr. Petty.
And I'll take the blame.
You don't have to take the blame. I mean, we all share the blame.
We'll do a better job. So, nobody was left out intentionally.
Yeah, that's sure. It, but, you know, that was brought to our attention, and I wanted to bring that up so everybody can help
sure.
Watch the ball on that. Just don't leave it all on our administration or Mr. Petty. So, other than that, still congratulations to all the girls and state and everything, and that's all from me today. Summer's here.
Any closing comments?
Mr. Hayes, I got one thing. Just a reminder, our schedule next week, we got the workshop on Monday with the county commission. This was the one that when the tornado came through, we were trying to meet. There's been a few developments since then. As of July 1, if there's any kind of redistricting things, issues, you cannot consider residences of current elected officials into that. That was shared. That'll be shared Monday. That was something I did not know. So Mr. Conyers and Mr. Stanley met here last Thursday, and I've sat down with some of y'all around some of the maps to look at some of the numbers. This would be my, and I've talked with y'all, I think Boo, you're the only one I haven't been able to sit down and talk with. At the end of the day, the county's going to move first. And so as we've kind of talked, the county's going to move first if there's any changes, okay? That's some real insulation for us as a board, because if they move and they say we want to do map A or map B or whatever, then we have to make a decision. Or I say we, y'all will have to make a decision. If they say nothing, if they say leave it like it is, which is an option here, if they say we like it the way it is, we'll just, you know, we'll do that, that's okay. That's absolutely okay. Then there's nothing for us to do unless you say we don't like that. I would say let the county move, and then when they move, then we'll get back together and brief that, workshop it, talk, see if it's good. You know, I would highly encourage the board not to have different lines, and I think we're probably all in agreement that we don't want different lines. Somebody have to go up there to vote for a county commissioner, somebody to go to another precinct to vote for a school board member. I don't think that would be advantageous for the county, but the county's going to move first. So that, again, provides a little bit of insulation for us. And if they move, then we can, we can start having our own workshops, our own talking about it. But the guy who did that for them will be here Monday. He was here last time, and he'll talk about that. So I just encourage y'all to listen and let them move, since they're driving the ship. They paid the consultant to do that. A lot of money. We didn't have to do that. So the county commission is driving the ship here. So what I don't want to have, and I've shared this with some of y'all, I don't want them to look at us to make that, you know, try to get us and say, well, school board wanted it this way. Let them drive the ship.
Right.
You know, not that we're uninvolved in that process, but they're going to vote on it before we do, by design. So, and again, not doing anything, which is what, there's nothing been redistricted, I don't think, since 85. So the last two times that I've been on the board, we didn't do anything, you know. So that is an option, absolutely an option. And they'll talk about the prison population and all of that. And those numbers, the prison population's not in there. But you can count them. There's some case law against it, but it's not law. You can count them. And there's 1,500, 1,600 up at the prison. So that's almost a precinct in and of itself, just those numbers. That skews the numbers a lot, even though they're not voting in Liberty County. That's what is a real rub as far as skewing numbers. Anyway, he'll explain all that on Monday. So I told them we'd just have open hearts, open minds, as Doobie often prays when we have our school board meetings, that we'll just do that and listen to them, you know. And then the meeting on Tuesday, we'll have our regular meeting on Tuesday. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
I see anybody else? Item 9, need a motion to adjourn?
Motion.
Mr. McMoore, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Singletary, meeting adjourned.